It may not feel like spring, especially on Sunday, but you gentlemen at least have your concert on Saturday evening. Messiah Project is doing their Messiah Spring Festival of Praise concert Saturday evening, tomorrow evening, starting at 7 at the Evangel University Chapel Auditorium. That's up on North Glenstone, the chapel auditorium, front of it, the face of it faces Glenstone. And here to talk about that, Lindsay Robison from Messiah Project and Chris Brammer, who is the Minister of Music at University Heights Baptist Church and the Artistic Director of the Springfield Chamber Chorus. And your group is going to be participating in this as well.
That's correct. We're excited. This is an opportunity for us to share our talents with other choirs in the area and an opportunity to be a part of something that's been going on for decades. And
yes.
We're just thrilled to be a part of that.
How long has it been going on?
Oh, my. I think we last calculated, we do the Heritage of Hymns. I think the last time we did was about the 10th time.
Yeah.
And so this is our second time for our spring Festival of Praise. And we're really excited about the partnership that we have not only with Chris but also with Rich Langston at Ridgecrest Baptist and also Alberta Smith. And these three directors are just bringing a wealth of talent and inspiration to our choir. It's quite unique to be able to, in Springfield, for a choir to have three directors bringing their talents. And I know that, you know, you can go to New York at Carnegie Hall, you'll get three directors and they'll come in and they'll develop a choir. But right in Springfield, Missouri, we can do this. And it's just been a real thrill to our people.
Now, how many people are you going to have up on the stage?
Well, about 70, and then for our choir, and then I don't know how many are in your choir, yeah, Chris.
There'll be about 36 there tomorrow night.
All right. So we'll have 90 on the stage just singing and just making a joyful noise at times, too.
Now, this is a spring festival, but, I mean, it won't – we have to kind of – temper that with what the weather's actually doing, but it should be okay tomorrow night at least.
Yeah, we're hoping that. And then we also have shuttle service. So, you know, folks, you can drop off the missus, and then the guy can go and park the car, and he'll have a shuttle bus back to the
Chapel Auditorium.
Chapel Auditorium.
Very good. So. Yes, you do have the three musical directors, Chris Brammer, of course, and as you said, Rich Langston, who's the worship pastor at Ridgecrest Baptist Church, and Alberta Smith, who is adjunct music instructor at OTC and the choral director over here at Greenwood Lab School.
And Alberta brings such a wealth of history in this city. I mean, she was at Central for so many years.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And she's bringing the gospel flavor to our, along with Rich, and It's going to be a real fun evening as well.
You're basically doing a concert that will also include audience sing-alongs on a number of the songs, but you're ranging far and wide musically.
Yeah. It's an eclectic mix. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, looking at the program, you're going to see works by Palestrina and Padilla on one end of the spectrum, and then all the way up to pieces that were composed just a few years ago, modern praise and worship music, some incredibly fun settings of familiar hymns, both more traditional by Mack Wilberg, and then a great gospel setting as well that has just recently been put together by some folks in Memphis. And anyway, it's an eclectic program, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, and we also have, I can jump in here, Credo Dance Academy will bring some choreography to the event. And that, you know, Messiah Project, it's kind of our hallmark is that we bring dance, creative movement, choreography into most everything we ever do.
Right.
And as I say, it's the last frontier of our worship. So as we involve our whole body into honoring the Lord. And that's what this is all about.
And so you'll range it, like you say, from classical to traditional Christian church music to foot-stomping gospel, contemporary worship songs. Now, admission is free, but you will take an offering to help cover costs. And is there also not a silent auction?
Yeah, this will be our first time to have a silent auction, and we didn't know how that would go. But gosh, we've got a lot of really neat things that people have brought, and a lot of certificates for your favorite dining place.
Right, right.
And so it'll be just a really fun family community event. And I encourage everybody to come. You know, the weather's always going to be here, so one right. way or the other. And I really think it's going to hold off where you can have a good evening and get home before it really gets too
– I believe so. So you're starting at 7 p.m. at the Evangel Chapel Auditorium tomorrow night. And, yeah, your silent auction is basically to raise funds for various Messiah Project missions both at home and abroad. And but you just got – back from a planning trip. You were in Greece, you were in Dubai, you were in Germany.
Yeah, we have hopes of Messiah Project was supposedly the first one to bring portions of Messiah to the Kremlin State Palace Theater in Moscow in 2010. And the United Arab Emirates, its population has over 200 nationalities. And the government has just instituted a department of tolerance, and so that they understand that
we could all use that actually,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And so they've developed this department, and some of my contacts have said, you know, this might be the time to bring a concert similar to what we did in the Kremlin. We'll have portions of Messiah. We'll have some things from Rodgers and Hammerstein. Mm-hmm. We'll have some well, we'll do rodeo, and we'll have a dance group from Houston there to do that. So it's in the works. I certainly maybe shouldn't be on the radio talking about it because it's really out there for 2021. But it's very exciting. We'll go to Athens. And then I was a part of a large choir in Halle, Germany, the birthplace of Handel.
Yes.
Every year they gather about 450 singers, and it's really a wonderful gathering. And they're allowing me to promote our event. So this could be a real world gathering in Dubai and in Athens. So
but, yeah, that's coming up if it all comes together in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
like 2021.
Take a couple of years to put that together.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, but back to what we're doing this weekend, it's going to be a new event for us, and it's going to be a delightful evening for your family. Bring your kids; they'll have fun, and there's always a good fellowship time around an auction, you know, that we'll have. I've been a part of the symphony auction, and it's just a nice evening.
So this is the Messiah Spring, the first Messiah Spring Festival of Praise, tomorrow evening starting at 7 at the Evangel Chapel Auditorium. Free admission, they will take an offering, and there's also a silent auction. It will involve the – go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that as a part of Messiah Project, we are raising money for our scholarship program for the Boys and Girls Club. So a lot of this will go towards that scholarship fund. And we're very excited about giving the Boys and Girls Club's young people a chance to learn professional or semi-professional dance and movement. And the kids are just loving and being a part of that, the young people from the Boys and Girls Club. So a lot of this will go towards that.
Well, you will have, of course, your some 60, 70-voice community choir plus the Springfield Chamber Chorus. How many did you say were coming?
About 35, 36.
About 35. Okay, so it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 or more voices, plus Credo Dance Academy and three conductors, Chris Brammer, who you just heard, Rich Langston, and Alberta Smith. And again, it's free, open to the public tomorrow night, starting at 7 at the Evangel Chapel Auditorium. You can find full information at messiahproject.org.
Well, thanks, Randy, for your support over these many years. So, I appreciate it.
It has been many years, too. Lindsay Robison from Messiah Project and Chris Brammer, who is the Artistic Director of Springfield Chamber Chorus and Minister of Music at University Heights Baptist Church, and just one of the three conductors who will be working the Spring Festival of Praise tomorrow night at Evangel Chapel Auditorium.
We're excited about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.